The National Science Foundation will attempt an unprecedented evacuation from the South Pole. The resident physician at the Amundsen Scott South Pole station has been suffering from gallstones. There are no facilities for surgery at the South Pole. None of the 49 other people there is a doctor. So officials have decided to try and fly him out. As NPR's David Kestenbaum reports, no one has ever landed at the South Pole this far into the winter.
Dr. Ronald Szymanski volunteered to spend his winter at the South Pole, caring for the small band of researchers and staff who hole up in a dome there. He probably did not expect his own medical condition to be broadcast to the world, but here it is. He has passed a gallstone. Carl Ebb is director of the National Science Foundation's Office of Polar Programs.
He's up and around. He's doing his job, taking care of people, telling us he's just fine, as a matter of fact. And we're delighted to hear that. But the problem is that he could have a recurrence and get worse, and we're worried about that.
So, two twin Otter airplanes are being flown down from Canada. They'll land at a research station on the Antarctic coast, and sometime next week, try for the 10-hour flight to the pole. Twin Otters are the sort of plane you might board for a short commuter flight, but Erb says they're workhorses, rated safe down to minus 103 degrees Fahrenheit. That's in part because there are no hydraulic systems on the landing gear that can freeze, and the fuel gets warmed by the oil system before entering the engine. Erb says this coming month typically has some warm spells, 60 degrees below zero or even higher, so he expects there will be several opportunities to try for the pole.
Operating in the Antarctic in this weather at these temperatures is a challenge. We think the risks are well within the level that are acceptable, but nevertheless, we are going to be very concerned about this.
Dr. Szymanski will be replaced by physician Betty Carlisle. That's the plan, at least. The sun sets in another week or so. In a month, it will be too cold to attempt a landing. After that, a rescue will be impossible until late October. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.